The Hopewell Interaction Sphere was a network of ceremony and exchange that connected distant communities across eastern North America from around 200 BC to AD 200. It's named for the Hopewell site in Ohio, which included 38 burial mounds, and in its classic form, Hopewell is concentrated in the Ohio Valley. The exchange took the form of exotic artifacts of stone, bone, shell, and minerals. Some of these things traveled thousands of miles before being interred in burial mounds. So, for example, whelk shells from the Gulf Coast are found in mounds in Ohio, thousands of miles from their source. Likewise, copper, quartz crystals, and mica from the Great Lakes and Appalachians are found on sites like Crystal River in Florida, where these can't be found naturally. Obsidian, a black volcanic glass that occurs only in the Rocky Mountains, is found at Hopewell sites in Ohio. The sort of balanced nature of these exotic artifacts seems to suggest it was part of a reciprocal exchange. How it was exchanged is harder to say. Did one or a few people from Ohio go out to Yellowstone and collect obsidian? It was long held that the quantity of obsidian in Ohio was small enough that it could have been acquired directly, perhaps even on a single trip. But subsequent analyses of artifacts using XRF indicate it's from more than one source. We also know that obsidian is at least a little bit more widespread than just the few sites in Ohio where it was initially recognized. INAA on copper artifacts and petrography of ceramics seems to suggest that the larger Hopewell interaction sphere was made up of a number of smaller, overlapping exchange networks. We now think that a variety of exchange mechanisms were in place. In some cases, people probably made pilgrimages to distant mound sites, leaving offerings or taking tokens home with them. In other cases, these exotic goods may have been exchanged down the line from one group to the next.